I hereby introduce to you, Mr. Michael Veazey.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. Today, I'm delighted to have another Amazon expert to help us guide us on our journey, and that is Anthony Watts, who is the co-founder of Cash Cow Pro. Welcome to the show, Anthony.
Thank you very much. Hi, everyone.
Hi there. Well, now I'm delighted to welcome a fellow Brit to the show. There's a lot of Americans doing a fantastic job for Amazon sellers, but it makes a nice change. So, Anthony, tell us a little bit about your background, how you came to be where you are today.
Sure. So I moved to Hong Kong and China when I was around 19 years old to work for a family friend who was importing goods for a chain of gift shops in the UK and just fell in love with the place. So my first job was to go into a few factories, find products, and I really enjoyed the whole sourcing process, the manufacture process. So after around 18 months of working with him, I set up my own sourcing company based in Hong Kong and China and just started to build up a list of customers and sourcing all kinds of products from packaging, beauty, electronics for retailers like Tesco, Orange, O2, Vodafone. Mainly through importers and distribution partners, but developing lots of different products. It was up to 3,000 products a year at one stage that we were developing, sourcing and finding. So it was a lot of work, but a lot of fun. So I was literally in 3 or 4 factories a day for 6-7 years on the ground in Hong Kong and China, had a team in China, and that's really my product background. So after that, I moved into doing a couple of technology-related products to do with logistics, import-export. And a friend of mine mentioned Amazon, mentioned that a couple of people he knows are selling really well there. I thought, I'll give it a try because I've got this network of people in China. I understand products. It's not really a problem. So I started selling a little bit on Amazon, but I was just frustrated with the lack of data. I didn't know what my profits were doing, how each product was performing. To find out anything about how my business was doing, it was 10 different Excel spreadsheets that I had to download. So that's really where the idea for the tool came from. It was a combination of my kind of tech background, my own frustration with Amazon, and my product background as well.
Wow. So you really have got a very deep background in the whole sourcing thing. So that's something we're going to be touching on in a later episode, because that 3,000 products a year is kind of nuts. I mean, that's pretty intense. So tell us about Cash Cow Pro, just for those of us who haven't come across them, and when I say us, I've been using it for quite a while, actually. But for people who haven't come across it, what is it and what does it do in a nutshell?
Okay, so really what we tried to create is all the tools an Amazon seller, small to medium seller, I'm not talking to huge guys, I'm not talking to big brands, but people just starting out or people who've got 100, 200 products, all the tools that they need to run their Amazon business day in, day out. So everything from knowing how much profit you're making to unlimited free feedback collection emails. Because what I found was I had 5 or 6 different subscriptions, one for emails, one for keyword tracking, one for profit tracking. I was paying each guy $50 to $100 a month or more, hundreds of dollars a month for these relatively basic tools. And I wanted just one dashboard, one place where I had everything in one. So that's the concept behind Cash Cow Pro, is to give sellers everything they need in one place to run their Amazon business day to day, as well as find new products and new ideas too.
Makes a lot of sense. I mean, I've experienced myself, not as a developer, obviously, but as an Amazon seller, that every so often I sit down and look at my overheads, and every 6 months I have an overhead cull. And it's quite amazing how the software adds up, because each tool looks very tempting and does a particular thing, and maybe it does it really, really well. But as you say, it just ends up with a huge overhead, which is also like 10 different logins to track and stuff. So I can totally understand why that was developed. So talk us through the different parts of it then. What are the main one or two features, and tell us about those.
Sure. So the one that people absolutely love is the dashboard itself. And what this does is it takes all your key data from Amazon for whether you have one product or hundreds of products, and shows you how many you're selling by product. It shows you a quick snapshot of how much stock you have, what your rank's like, what your conversion, your sales, your sessions, so how many page views you're getting. It's really all the information you need on your Amazon business, whether it's one product or many, all in one place. So you've got a quick snapshot. And from there, you can drill in into more detail. So if I want to see, you know, the change in my conversion over time, over the last 30 days, how's my conversion rate been performing? Boom, I can see that on the chart instantly. If I want to track how my reviews have been doing, I can see that instantly on the software as well. So the dashboard is the kind of heart of the product. But the other main features that people really like are the messaging feature. And what that includes is the typical, you know, please could you leave me a review message, or if there's anything wrong, let us know. It's the automatic emails that go out to customers, which is more important than ever now because Amazon's made it so much more difficult, one, to send those emails and two, to get reviews. So we have unlimited free emails included as part of the system. So you can set up 1, 2, 3, 4, as many as you like, emails that will automatically go out for your product when you get a new order. So that's another massive feature that people love. And then we have a couple of quirky ones. One is A/B testing. So you can put in 2, 3, or 4 prices for a product and the tool will test those. So you can say, check each price for 7 days. After the test's up, it'll say, this price is the most profitable and show you for each price how much net profit you made. So you can optimize your price, your title, your main image, all your features with that tool. And really, it just automatically tests them for a few days each, shows you the results, and shows you, you know, how to change your listing to make it more profitable. So even if you use that and get a 10% increase in profit, you know, it kind of pays for itself there. We do have a couple of other features, which is more keyword tracking. So you can see how you're performing, your rank on Amazon, product research. So we have maybe you've used Jungle Scout. We have a Chrome extension, which is very similar to Jungle Scout's Chrome extension. We also have a product database. I think they're charging anywhere from $30 to $70 a month to use that. We include it free with our tool, and it's 20 million best-selling products on Amazon. So we check each category, the best one. So it's just another way of researching products. More detail on inventory and a breakdown of your orders and repeat customers and other things as well is in the tool too. So it does cover quite a lot. And maybe 6 or 9 months ago, people would say, yeah, you've got every feature, but you know this competitor does this better. So really what we've done over the last 9 months or so is make each of those features at least equal to the other guys of, you know, owning that feature individually, so that you are not only getting all the different features, but it's pretty much on par with what you can get if you just got that feature separately as well.
Okay, wow, that's an impressive list of tools. And I have to say, because I haven't used Cash Card Pro so intensively recently, I was looking at it obsessively every day just in Q4 when things go nuts and you have to keep an eye on things. But yeah, the product research feature and the database is something that I didn't know about, even though I've been using it. So that's really worth knowing what it covers. So tell us about the individual features a little bit more. So you mentioned messages, and yes, I couldn't agree more that it's so important these days. What sort of features does the messaging side of things have?
Okay, so we have a templating system. So you can basically very quickly set up a template of 1, 2, 3, 4 emails, whatever you prefer. Choose when those emails are going to be going out, whether you prefer those to be 1 hour after delivery, 1 hour after it's been shipped, 7 days after it's delivered. Everyone recommends a different sequence. So it's totally customizable, all in one place. I mean, I used things like Feedback Genius before, and there you create one email and then you go create the next email and then you create the next one and you kind of link it to products. We tried to simplify that process. So you see all the emails that are going to go out to a customer one by one. You can edit the times when they go out and then you can put, you know, quick shortcuts in there, like please leave a review, but there's a little shortcut link over to leaving a review or seller feedback. So really, that's the kind of core of messaging, but we are also, I'm just having a look at it now on my screen at the same time so I can break it down in more detail for you. Also, we have a unsubscribe function. So any users, which has come up recently, Amazon changed the rules. Any users that unsubscribe, they get added to your local unsubscribe. So you're not emailing people that don't want to receive it. We also have an automatic tool for seller feedback. So if someone leaves you negative seller feedback, an email automatically goes out to that person. You can customize that email. It's just a way of preventing a negative product review. So someone leaves the negative seller feedback, boom, that email gets sent out and it goes into the inbox, and hopefully they'll respond back to you and let you fix the issue before going on to then leaving a negative product review. We'll be doing that for positive too, so that when you get a positive seller feedback, you can ask that person for a product review too. These are things which most sellers do manually. We've automated those processes. And that's really the kind of core of messaging. But the benefit of us is quarter four, your emails, the number of emails you're sending goes up. I used to get extra bills from seller Feedback Genius for an extra $50 or $100 because I'm using an extra 2,000 emails that month or 10,000 emails that month, which was annoying. All year I'm paying a certain rate, and then just as my orders boom, so do all my software costs. They go out through the roof. We just provide unlimited emails. Doesn't matter whether you're sending, 100 a month or 100,000 a month. It's the same cost. There's no surprises.
That's really great. And I love the way that you've automated the, some really key features, because it's true that I end up manually getting hold of people. And there is something about when you've got few enough orders to manage yourself, to make sure you sort of take extra care, sort of tailor your care, if you like, to somebody who's unhappy and they're leaving a one-star review or one-star seller feedback, you should look into it. But sometimes you're just not going to get around to that when it's really busy. So I like the fact that you've got the, automated way of dealing with that. And also for people who are just starting out, or if orders are really, really slow, and like in January, one seller feedback could actually threaten not just a product, like a bad review, but it could threaten your entire Seller Central account. Because if you have more than 1% negative feedback, that can be a reason for account suspension. So it's a really important feature, actually. I think that's not to be underestimated. From my experience, also, you offer, if somebody asks for a refund, you can do an automated email as well. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah, that's true. It will send it out automatically as soon as they start the process for a refund. And again, the idea of that is to try to prevent negative seller feedback or negative product review. And you can totally customize that message that goes out. At the moment, we include that in the main section of the emails where you can just add it on as an extra email, but we're going to separate that off. So there'll be a little tab that says refunds and you can customize it there just to make it a bit easier to set up. But yeah, definitely that's there. And anytime you prevent a negative seller feedback or a negative product review, it's more than Amazon doesn't simply use an average of the number of reviews. Negatives seem to have more weight than positive. So you've really got to fight to keep those off and keep customers happy. And I would say the number one way to prevent negative reviews and seller feedback, and also to get positive reviews and positive seller feedback, is the work you do up front before you even order your product. Because if it comes in and you haven't checked the product in China, the quality is bad, there's very little you can do once it's in Amazon. All the work has to be up front to get more reviews and to get less negative reviews. So making sure you've specified the product carefully, and we can go into that in a lot more detail, but the more you do up front in terms of designing the product, checking the product, inspecting it before shipment, it will prevent these issues. It'll make getting feedback and getting reviews much easier.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, when you're selling a product, the number one thing, I guess, is to get the product right. But yeah, as you say, well, let's get into that in detail in another episode. So let's just look through a bit more of the Cash Cow Pro tools. Tell me about keyword tracking, because obviously some of us have used AMZ Tracker in the past, which famously got sold to a Chinese company so they could sort of data mine it, basically. But what do you think are the best practices there? Let's get a bit more sort of info for people on general principles as well as the Cash Cow Pro tool. What do you think are the best practices in keyword tracking? Do you need to track hundreds of keywords? Is it just one or two? What do you think is actually important to track there?
Sure. So I think the work up front is the really key on keywords. So you want to be using a tool, it's Merchant Words, Google. There's a couple of them other ones out there that are free. I can't remember off the top of my head, but try to create a really deep, detailed list of potential keywords that you can use. Because for most niches, everyone's going after the top two or three keywords. It's thinking around the topic. If you're selling, I don't know, a copper mug, for example, can this be applied as a Father's Day gift? Well, now you've got all of these father gift, dad gift, uncle gift keywords that you can also add in to your listing that maybe other people are not using. So it's thinking around the topic, how else can it be applied, and choosing products that you can target keywords that aren't used much as well. So you've built this huge list of keywords. What I would then recommend doing is manually going through them and finding all of the most highly relevant keywords. And by highly relevant, it describes your product. It describes your product one way or another, exactly. A relevant keyword for a copper mug might be mug. So with the highly relevant keywords, those need to be in the title, the listing, the back end, and those are the ones that you want to track. And what I recommend to people usually is that you should have 5 to 20 main keywords that you're really trying to rank for and improve, because 3 or 4 of those can go in the title. Another 4 or 5 can go in the first couple of features. You can add another 4 or 5 in the next couple of features. The rest can go in the start of the back end for search terms. And then any additional keywords you have, any other relevant keywords, yes, you can add those to the back end search term and to the listing, but there's no, you're not going to be able to do things that will help you rank hundreds and hundreds of keywords. I think by having a laser focus on, let's say it's these are the 5 main keywords. If you get to the top of those 5 main keywords, you're going to get most of the traffic. So you want to be tracking those, your performance on those over the last 30 days, 60 days, and then taking actions to actually rank for those, doing mini promotions with those keywords, trying to get the pay-per-click for those optimized for those keywords. The way to look at it is if you go on Amazon, if you search iPhone 6 case, you'll see one set of results. If you search iPhone 6 phone case, a different keyword, you get another set of results. Each keyword is like a niche. It's like a market on its own. So going after 5 or 6 main keywords basically opens you up to 5 or 6 markets for your product within the same overall niche. And really finding those ones that aren't used much by competitors but still have volume is purely down to the work you do upfront in finding those keywords. And the other important thing to remember is Amazon uses 2 main things for keywords that most people don't realize is it reads from left to right. So if your keyword is copper mug and you put mug copper, yes, you can put that in your back-end search terms. Yes, it'll probably index it and pick it up. But copper mug, the correct way to read the keyword, is going to be seen as Amazon as more highly relevant than keywords which are in the wrong order. So you want to make sure for your key keywords in the back end that you're putting them in the correct order first in the search terms. Then the others you can put in all the different little words to fill up the back end. Fine, no problem. But for your 5 or 10 main ones on the front end, on the listing and the back end search terms, you want to make sure they're in the correct order. And the second one is proximity. If 2 keywords, Amazon checks copper and mug, but if they're far apart, it gives it less weighting than if it's directly next to each other. So for your top 5 or 10 keywords that you're tracking, make sure they're close together and the correct order of words. But we've got so much space in the back end search term, people kind of dump lots of little words that are relevant to their product and forget that the Amazon system is still a machine and the machine follows a systematic way of reading stuff. And those are the factors in the algorithm as to whether that keyword's relevant or not. And so the work up front, optimizing the listing, the back end, and then taking action on 5 or 10 main keywords that you're trying to boost the rank for, that's what's going to get you the best result. And then the keyword tracking is useful because you're actually seeing the effects of your action and your work. If you just track 200 keywords, what's the point? You'll see where you're positioned, but you're not doing anything with the information. You're not trying to push for those keywords. You know, it's almost random. It's just luck that way.
Great. Well, thank you. That's a really very detailed response on that. And I love the systematic approach of it. So really what you're saying is the tool is only as useful as the driver of it, as it were. And the focus on a very small set of very relevant keywords is something that I hear echoed in my friends in Amazon Masterminds and whatever I float around that are doing really, really well. They also say the same exact things, that you really got to focus in on your keywords. You've got to find what they are. And I guess, you know, sometimes you don't know. So you put a lot of mud against the wall and then run an auto campaign if it's a new product. But then sooner or later, it should emerge what your keywords are, if that's the right phrase, and then focus on really doing something about it. So I love that approach. It's really great advice. Thank you for that. Hi, this is Michael Veazey from Amazing FBA. I've got a quick one for you. If you're super stoked and awesomely excited to sell on Amazon, that's great. But if you're American, I'm afraid you need to stop listening because this one is for the Brits only. I'm not being biased, but this is because I'm talking about something which is based in London. So you're going to need to be in Britain or near Britain to take advantage of it. The basic problem we have as internet entrepreneurs is we are lonely and isolated because we're tapping, sadly, at our tablets on our own. We're cooped up with our computers and we're going insane with the internet. We need to connect to other people. It's only a human thing, right? And relationships are the basis of all good business. So if you are in that situation, keep listening because we have a solution called the Amazing FBA London Mastermind. But I'm going to specifically talk to you if you're in that situation, but you are yet to launch on Amazon. So you want to launch on Amazon, you haven't got there yet. This is exactly for you. It's called the Zero to Hero Pre-Launch Mastermind. And our aim is very simple, to get you from research or importing, or even if you've got products on the way to Amazon, to launch with your first product live on Amazon. That's our goal. That's our focus. How do we achieve that? Very simple. We have a face-to-face meeting of up to 15 people, no more than that. So it's very, very focused. And you get 30 minutes minimum to talk about your business and focus on the single issue that's blocking you that month to move you forward. The other way we keep you accountable is that we have a video accountability call once a month as well, which it goes in between the physical meetups so that we keep that momentum going because momentum's everything, guys. As you know, on your own, you just lose the dream and you fall into slowness and then the business just dies from neglect. So we do the opposite. We keep it moving. We keep each other motivated. We inspire and we tell the truth about what doesn't work so other people can learn from it. We also have a couple of other things. I give you an exclusive newsletter available only to members of the Mastermind where I share the latest tips, techniques, and tricks and bigger strategies that I'm trying on my Amazon businesses and tell you what works and frankly, what doesn't work as well. So you can learn from my mistakes. And of course, there's an exclusive Facebook group to share all this good stuff with each other in between the meetings and the accountability calls. So there's a ton on offer here. It's obviously going to be very limited because it's maximum 15 people anyway. But for the first 5 people who come on board, there will be a special deal and a very special price for life. But that's obviously only for the first 5 people who come on board. So if you want to check it out, just go to amazingfba.com/London Mastermind and you can find out there more about it. You can apply there as well if you want to. And if you move fast, you might even be one of the lucky first 5 people to take advantage of it as well. So that's amazingfba.com/London Mastermind. I'm going to put this video out to everyone on my podcast and everyone in the Facebook group, of which we've got nearly 900 members now, and on the YouTube channel. So I imagine that this will fill quite quickly. So if you're serious about it, get yourself over to amazingfba.com/London Mastermind, and you can find. Thanks for listening.